to do interviews too, so that we can get a more inside point of view about Sankofa.
Yes, Sankofa is as a Saturday school. It teaches African American children about their origins, about where they came from, where they are, where they were in Africa, where they were in America, and where they are now. It starts in neighborhoods, teaching us about our history in each neighborhood and significant values of each neighborhood. Things, old businesses that may still be up and running, old businesses may have not be here anymore, but are still very significant to the building of each neighborhood. That's the first Africans not in America. Oh, yes, Africans in America. And that's what the first year comes, goes after. The second year, we go over Africans, the Underground Railroad, and that's, you know, the journey of our Africans who were enslaved, and they migrated up north to be free. And the third year is the Gullah-Geechee culture, which is down south, the Sea Islands, how they're pretty much just like Africa, because they're where enslaved Africans were, but they preserved the culture because they weren't in the mainland. And the fourth year is on Ghana, well, actually Africa as a whole, but we retrospect on Ghana a lot. We usually go over the whole continent of Africa. When we talk about Ghana specifically, is because it has the there's no return. That's basically why we go over there. So that's why we'll be sitting in on their opening ceremony. I myself was in the year for in the program for 4 years. They originally had a fifth year, but that was kind of taken out.
Okay. Now, what I'd like to do is, I don't see it typed up at all. I remember some things. Issachar, I got lost as you went into detail about what was going to happen first year, second year, third year, because what I was listening for is what your presentation was going to be about, your multimedia presentation about, and I don't quite, I got lost in what's the first year, second year, third year. Well, it was a great, it's always a good idea to have it typed someplace so that people can see what you're proposing. You don't, I didn't say you had to do it, but you can certainly do it now. Otherwise, you know, it's after, for example, Issachar, because of the detail he went into, I forgot what you said, Akanke. Excuse me, Akila. You know, so, No, I don't want you right up tonight. I want you to go onto a wiki page and over the break and type it in, what you just said, what all of you just said. I want all of you to know that if you're going to be planning something, the first thing you need to do is to take notes as you're planning so that you will be able to present to people that, okay? Okay, that's just a tip in terms of your learning how to plan and how to present your planning. So it sounds like it's going to be great. Issachar, you went a little long for me or anybody generally in the audience to follow. And when what we're listening for is, what is your multimedia presentation going to be about? What is the event and what's the presentation going to be about? And to get me excited in that, okay? Then you come back when I ask questions to give me more information. Okay, you don't have to. Your wiki doesn't have to be set up. You have several members of your team who knows how to create a wiki page, or you can just type it on a Word document and cut and paste it right here in the text chat. Okay, all right. So and when I ask you to go in a group and you're going to be brainstorming ideas and then distilling those, someone needs to be typing it and then representing it, okay? All right, so that we all can see it. And you can do it in a Word document, and put in the text yet. Okay? So please take that as a lesson for planning, and then when you got to represent something. Okay? All right. Thank y'all so much for Cincinnati group. Now let's go to the Georgia group.
Okay, 1 second. I didn't make a wiki page yet, but the notes are in the text chat as far as the outline goes. Okay, so sorry you can't see my face. I have to bend my laptop cover down for me to talk into my mic. But okay, so the first part will be who is Afua Cooper. Give us some history and background about her, her credentials, books she's written, work she's done, etc., stuff about her. And then, what happened at the event. So we'll give our own snapshots or captions of our favorite parts of the event, what we like. For instance, like sometimes if you read a magazine article, you'll have like a big, you know, like a lot of text in terms of like the interview, but then you'll see these bigger like blocks of text about a piece that they took out that, you know, they thought was important to put right there. So something like that, about what we, our favorite parts and what we liked about it. And then we'll have a report of the event with pictures. We'll include audio if possible, include video if possible, and include interview if we can get one. And then we'll talk about the book, The Hanging of Angelique, and include some excerpts because we're going to be reading some excerpts of the book, our own personal book reviews, so like how you normally would have book reviews like on the back of a book or something like that. We'll give our own book reviews based on what we've read so far, and then talk about a few of the other books of hers, and then have a conclusion. So this is the rough draft of what our presentation will look like.
All right. Great way that you've typed it in and organized it. You know, as in terms of as a report, outline of a report. Both of your outlines were great. It's of course easier for me to review since it's written here, and I look forward to seeing that from the Cincinnati group. Let's now hear from Nasha and Safia. And then, yes, Ife, your connection is slow because it is wireless. Okay. And then we will then look at what we'd like to add, if there are any additions or any questions. All right. Nasha.
Okay. So during the summer break, I went to a multimedia presentation by Professor Smith, which is my dad, and his PhD student, Natasha, also did a presentation on haptics. And haptics is a form of media that you can feel and touch. It's a, like when you play video games and you start in the video game device that you're using vibrates or whatever, they call that haptics because you can actually feel what's going on in the screen. So she did a presentation on that. And what my multimedia report would include would be an interview of Michael Smith and hopefully his student, Natasha, and basically how they got interested in their in digital media and haptics and all of that. And it would also include some examples of haptics and also pre-visuals, and also pre-visuals of movie graphics, which is what Professor Smith talked about in the presentation. He would show the pre-visuals, which is like the animation art behind the graphics that you see in many movies. And also the advancement in animation, synthetic humans being able to make animations that actually look like actual humans. And also some pics and hopefully some videos from the SweetGraph conference. And SweetGraph is basically a conference where universities all over the states. Well, there's one in the states that was went on this summer, and I believe it was like in August or so, and where all the universities come together and they showcase their projects, their technology projects. Like they might, I know one university made a talking robot that was able to interact with humans, and they might have some, video that they're showcasing, but it's basically different universities come together and showcase their projects and presentations. So hopefully I'll be able to get some pics and video from that into my presentation. And also some insight from Michael Smith about our technological future and what the future has to hold in technology and movie graphics. And hopefully as well, I'll be able to get some reflections and inputs by the students that were actually there and able to see the multimedia presentation along with me.
There you go. Mope. Excellent. Very good. Now it's break time. Okay. In fact, it's 4 minutes past break time. Okay. I'll still look for Safia. I want the Georgia group. You're going to need to meet again to coordinate, because your event is tomorrow at 2 and at 4. If we need to talk to your parents, please let us know so we can get all that together. It sounds exciting, the work that you're doing. Please save your text chat. I like this. We will come back and together create some standards and options for IA multimedia presentations that students do. We'll also talk about where you're going to post them so that not only our school can see them, but so that the world can see them, and you contribute to the development of material that's out there in the world. Very good ideas. Look forward to us continuing to develop it. And with that, let's take our break and get ready for a 10:30 class. That will be with Brother Balogun, and it is operations management. Let's take a break. Great work, folks. Great work. I love it. For those of you who are young, get used to it. That's how we want to do it. We want to have you think about what you're doing and come up with ideas, and together we will shape a rubric that is better than thank you, Akilah, that is better than what one of us could do alone. All right, save your text chat. And see your Brother Balogun's class. That's going to be, I think he's going to have that in the science classroom, either science or math. Appreciate you. Carl, you want to put that not as a private message to me, put it to everyone.